Hugh Weber is host of the Potluck Society. It's a podcast. It's a movement. You can find the podcast on our website, listen.sdpb.org. Hugh, welcome.
It's great to be with you again, Laurie.
All right, it's time for the bikers.
Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. This week I get to bring to you to the Potluck Society, Chad Picard. He's the owner of Spoken Sport. He's been in the bike industry for 30 years, and we had an opportunity to talk about his passion for bikes, what it's like to run a bike shop, and that the secret, and this isn't in the clip, so this is a secret that I want to share. The secret to a good bike event is meatloaf and champagne, apparently. You'll hear all that in the podcast. But I was fascinated by people who know what they're passionate about from a very young age, and I asked Chad if he remembered what first drew him to biking.
Yeah, before I really got into bikes, I was basically in my mom's stomach for 9 months. So essentially born, I think, on a bike. The only time that's ever happened. We were kids, both my parents were teachers. So, you know, fairly frugal. Back then, it wasn't, they wouldn't load us in the car and drive us across town to see a friend for a day. For them, that meant multiple trips, and that just was no interest to them. And I remember it as the bicycle truly was a tool for freedom. It instead of just being able to walk to a friend's house, maybe on the same block or a block away, now we could go to the city limits. I mean, we could go, kind of lived in the central part of town. We could pedal out to Tut Hill area. We could go, we'd actually bike to Brandon once we're in high school age. But we just biked all over. The bike was our transportation, friend's house. We actually had paper routes, so it was a tool for us to make some money. And we used our bikes to deliver the papers. We'd pedal to church. We'd pedal to school. We were those goofy kids that would show up wearing spandex shorts and a t-shirt on, you know, to Wednesday night church. It was gross, but it's what we wore. In all seriousness, though, started working at a bike store in town at about the age of 14. It was a bike store called The Bike Barn, and that'll forever be burned into my memory as like the greatest experience ever. Working with a group of people, a couple guys and a gal, just learning about bikes and how they work and how they operate and why they're such a great tool for individuals.
Hugh, I love a story that begins in utero.
Right. Might as well start at the beginning. And Chad, as you might gather, is kind of the crown prince and jester of the Sioux Falls bike community. He's such a genuine guy, and I think he rolls in humor so smoothly. But there's just a sincere passion for building community and providing this tool. And I like the use of the word tool. It's not something you purchase. It's not a material item. It's a tool that can facilitate money through bike, through paper routes. It can facilitate, you know, adventure, but also this idea of freedom. But I wanted to drill a little deeper, and so I was curious that someone that could do this since they were 14, what was it like? What is it like to run a bike shop? I just, you know, I of course assume it's just this life of leisure. But Chad shares what it's really like selling, what he is actually selling, and what he thinks he offers and believes he offers customers.
I get 9 hours of sleep a night. I haven't worked a full week in years. So to start with, I mean, everybody that works here, myself included, I mean, we truly believe that the bike itself has a lot to offer any individual, whether it's stress relief, recreation, whether it's, you know, specific fitness, you know, they want to race, you know, whether they just want to sightsee. Whether they want it as a distraction from kids or a distraction for their kids. We truly believe that that is an asset to have in your garage, you know, a bike. And with that said, you know, it's not like people need vacuum cleaners, but vacuum cleaners just kind of clean your house. But a bike can offer you so much more. And so owning a bike store and being able to present that to people or to provide that as an opportunity, it makes us really happy. It makes, you know, we love hearing the stories. You know, someone bought a bike, you know, maybe they wanted to accomplish a 100-mile ride and they did it, and they come back and they tell us about it, and to see the look on their face, you know, it quickly becomes the same look on our face, that amazement and wonderment that, oh my gosh, this person started from here and went to here and they succeeded, and they're looking for the next goal. And that next goal might not be 100 miles. It might be just they want to bike to Brandon. It might be they want to bike the whole loop of the bike trail. It may be they want to go from, you know, they want to get on a big person bike, you know, riding a balance bike, and they want to ride on something with pedals with their mom and dad. So, and I mean, even over the years, like some of the stories that are so amazing, you know, we had a gal come in. She was probably, she was in her 60s, and she had never ridden a bike. She'd ridden on a tandem. She's an adult. She has no balance problems. And she's an amazing cook. I've had her food. But to see her pedal away from the store on a bike, on her own, with no assistance, I mean, that's at the age of 60. And then, and she didn't want to stop there. It wasn't just, I want to be able to pedal a bike. It was, I'm going to start doing some touring or some longer rides. And she did it. And it's, I mean, that stuff is awesome.
Hugh, I think almost everybody has a story about their first bike. That's a great one. What's, we got about a minute left. What's the community of cyclists like? Did you get into that with Chad?
Yeah, we'll dive into that deep in the podcast. Chad describes it as super supportive. And I'll say, you know, what drew me to this conversation is several years back, I participated in organizing the Tour Dakota at the time, which was a long bike ride. And as part of that, I agreed to try to ride it. Now, I was 100-plus pounds heavier and hadn't ridden a bike since childhood. And Chad and I met over a series of weeks to just talk about the basics. If I get a flat, if my chain falls off, if I think I'm going to have a heart attack. And he deals with this balance of humor and support in such a beautiful way that really places him at the center of this community. And he's not the only bike shop, nor does he pretend to be. But I think he invests deeply in the people around him because he doesn't just want to sell them something. He wants to open up a new lifestyle or open up, you know, a new sense of that freedom that he talks about, which is pretty exciting.
Tune in for the entire podcast. It's the Potluck Society. You want to subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts, or you can listen at listen.sdpb.org. It's time for a bike ride, Hugh. Thanks so much.
Thank you.